Welcome back, everyone, to the radio show. My next guest is Patrice Vaccioni. She is a poet, a writer, an anthologist. For 35 years, she's taught poetry to young people through her program, The Heart of the Word, Poetry and Imagination. She's also a collage artist. She's written a one-woman show, which has filled houses in Monterey Bay. And she's coming to town tomorrow. Why? Because she has a new book out called The Knot Untied. She has more than a dozen events planned up and down the state of California. And tomorrow, Davis will be on her itinerary. And I hope on yours. That's tomorrow, Thursday, May 2nd at 8 o'clock. Patrice Vaccioni, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Great to have you here. And I hope that we're not taking you too much time away from the relaxing trip that I heard you had planned for Northern California. And I'm sure you'll be in great shape for this reading tomorrow night at 8 at the John Nitzulis Gallery with a focus on your new book, The Knot Untied. Could you tell us a little bit about that book?
Absolutely. But first, let me warn you, there's a bird nesting in the telephone wires somewhere near where I am in the middle of nowhere. So we might get disconnected at any point.
So we'll have perhaps a little slice of Alfred Hitchcock with the birds attacking, hopefully not you, but just local telephone wires.
Yes, hopefully.
All right. I hope you survive the ordeal.
Yeah, me too. It's rough. Somebody's got to do it. So this is a book of about 50 poems. It's my first book of poems to come out in a number of years. I've been busy doing other things. And I came up with the title, The Knot Untied, long before I had the book ready. And the cover of the book is a collage that I made that shows a woman doing a somersault in the air. And I had that image as well long before the book came about. And so I spent the summer attempting to find out what that title and what that image had to do with my poems. And I did.
That's terrific. Well, with your book, The Knot Untied, and also your previous works of poetry, how would you characterize yourself as a poet? For example, do you find that the region in which you live plays a central part, not only in the setting, but in the topics of your poems?
More and more. I spend a lot of time out in nature, and the more time I'm there, the more the natural environment is in the poems. And other things. There's a poem about something that happened in a movie theater in Monterey, and another poem about finding a pair of shoes empty facing the curb. So, yeah, I think poetry is all the time and everywhere. So wherever I am, that's where I'm going to find the poems, and I'm in Monterey a lot of the time.
Well, it's a beautiful place, and it's also a place that has supported you with your artistic pursuits. I know this in part because of your one-woman play, A Woman's Life in Pieces, did very well in the Monterey Bay area. I wasn't quite sure. Was that something that you performed, or is that something that you wrote?
Well, I wrote it with the idea of not performing it, but then the director who had asked for the piece asked me to perform it. I'm not an actress, but for the duration of that show, I was an actress.
How terrific. We were just talking about that with T.C. Boyle earlier, about how he likes to perform his stories, even though he sometimes defers to actors who perform them. What an interesting challenge for you. Many poets are rather reticent people who come out of necessity to give readings from time to time. Did you have to overcome some serious fears in order to go up on stage and perform your work in front of so many friends and strangers?
Well, I like being in front of an audience. I like reading my work out loud. To me, poetry is meant to be read out loud, so that's an element that is intrinsic to my work. What I had to overcome was the idea of holding an audience's attention for about an hour and a half with no intermission, and only me up there on the stage.
Right.
That I don't think I ever overcame that.
We should remind people tomorrow that tomorrow's reading by you will not be an hour and a half, but rather it'll start at 8 o'clock at the John Itzulis Gallery, which is at 521 First Street in the city of Davis. And we will have our featured poet. Could you tell me the correct pronunciation of your last name, Patrice?
It's Vecchioni.
Vecchioni. So with a hard C. Patrice Vecchioni. Patrice Vecchioni will be the featured poet tomorrow at 8 o'clock as part of the Poetry Night reading series. There will be an open mic that starts at 9, which I hope will feature some of the ukulele stylings of KDBS's own Gary Salin. And then the after party that will start at 10. Are you going to be hoteling it? Will you be able to join us for the after party, Patrice?
Oh, yeah, I'm hoteling it. So I'll be there for the duration and looking forward to it very much.
Excellent. Well, so are we. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you and introducing you to a good-sized crowd tomorrow night in the city of Davis. And I imagine that you'll have copies of The Knot Untied for people who are interested in purchasing one?
I certainly will.
Excellent. Well, Patrice, it's been a pleasure to meet you on the telephone. Enjoy the rest of your stay where you are now, and I look forward to meeting you tomorrow evening just before you go on stage as part of the Poetry Night reading series here in the city of Davis.
Perfect. We'll see you tomorrow, and thank you. I hope everybody who's listening comes.
I hope so, too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.